Welcome back to NIH Research Radio. In the studio with us, Dr. Griffin P. Rogers, director of the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. Dr. Rogers, welcome aboard.
Good to be here.
We're in the month of September here. It's National Cholesterol Education Month, and folks are going to be focusing on ways to modify their diet, think about activities, ways to avoid heart disease. But it's not just cholesterol that folks need to be worrying about this month. There are 20 million adults in the United States, more than that actually, with diabetes, and that also puts them at increased risk for developing heart disease and stroke. Could you give us a bit of a primer on what happens to the human body in diabetes that increases the risk for stroke and heart disease?
Absolutely. And your point is very well taken. There are over 20 million Americans in this country today with diabetes. That's 7% of the population who are living with diabetes. And this puts them at great risk for developing cardiovascular disease, such as heart attacks and strokes. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes will die of either a heart attack or a stroke. But it's important to keep in mind that it's not only important to regulate the blood sugar, but also the blood pressure and the cholesterol, as you've indicated. And therefore, it's important in the campaign that we have out for people with diabetes to know their ABCs.
What are those ABCs that folks with diabetes need to consider?
Extremely important to know their ABCs. The A stands for A1C, or hemoglobin A1C, which is a simple blood test to determine what the average blood sugar level is for the previous 3 months. The B stands for blood pressure, and the C stands for cholesterol. In patients with diabetes, we like their A1C level to reach a target somewhere below 7. The blood pressure, of course, the target is known, but in people that have concomitant diabetes, we like their blood pressure values to be below 130 over 80. And then finally, cholesterol. There's so-called good cholesterol. There's bad cholesterol. The bad cholesterol, or the LDL, we like the target value for that LDL in patients with diabetes to be less than 100. When patients with diabetes go to their providers, we want them to ask them a few questions. What are my ABCs? What should my goals for the ABCs be? And how can I help in reaching those targets that you've set? Let me put in a little plug now. You can get more information those targets by visiting our website, www.yourdiabetesinfo.org, or you can call a toll-free number, 1-888-693-NDEP. And learn more about the ABCs from our National Diabetes Education Program, which is called Control Your Diabetes for Life. It's a campaign that's been very effective.
We'll make sure we have those links on the transcript to this podcast, which folks can also find online at NIH.gov. This is all the workings of the NDEP, the National Diabetes Education Program. Tell us a little bit about that program and your efforts to increase general awareness about diabetes prevention.
Well, the National Diabetes Education Program was a program that's now celebrating its 10th anniversary. It was founded in 1997 following some major research showing that controlling one's blood sugar could quite substantially reduce many of the complications, the heart complications, the complications associated with blindness, associations with end-stage kidney disease. And based upon that evidence, the NDEP came out with these awareness campaigns to control your diabetes for life. Subsequently, we were involved in a study in patients who are at high risk for developing diabetes, a diabetes prevention program, which clearly showed that a number of interventions, most notably an intensive lifestyle adjustment, could substantially reduce the risk of people at high risk for developing diabetes to go on to develop diabetes. And so a part of the message of NDEP not only was how to control your diabetes if you have it, but if you're at high risk for it, how can you go about preventing the diabetes? And so much of what you can read about in our campaign, either through the toll-free number that I mentioned before or through that website, will tell you the simple steps on an individual basis, on a community basis, and a larger basis to try to achieve those evidence-based objectives.
It seems like there's more information about diabetes out there now for general consumption by the public, but yet your own stats show that Americans with diabetes have increased from 17 million in 2002 to 20.8 million in the most recent numbers. To what do you attribute that increase in patients with diabetes?
There are a number of factors that have been associated with that increase. Number one, we know that the risk factors for diabetes are increasing age. And I think one major contributor to that is really the aging, the baby boomers in our populations getting older, which would increase that risk factor. A second major risk factor for diabetes is actually an increased propensity in certain racial and ethnic groups. And so I think a second factor contributing is really the change in the demographics in the United States that we're seeing today. Largely, though, and no pun intended, a major contributor to that has been overweight, almost an epidemic of overweight and obesity that we're seeing in this country. But not only that, the decrease in physical activity. And so it's really those three factors sort of coming together that are really contributing to this increase in number of patients. And that's sort of the bad news. The good news, though, is that there are things that can be done to either diminish your chances of going on to develop diabetes or, in fact, if you have it, to diminish the likelihood that you'll develop these complications that we spoke about.
Well, there's some good takeaway messages then for the folks listening to this podcast. Actually, a large portion of the battle would be managing those ABCs we talked about earlier.
Absolutely.
What are some of the tips that you would suggest for our listeners to, if they don't have diabetes yet, to really increase the odds of never coming down with it?
There are certain things that you can certainly avoid. Smoking is one of them. Of course, we have to eat, but we don't necessarily have to smoke. And so smoking doubles your risk for cardiovascular disease if you have diabetes. And even if you don't have diabetes, it increases substantially. And so that's something that we certainly tell people to avoid. To manage really the ABCs and to reduce your risk of these complications, we want and we encourage people to reach and stay at a healthy weight because, again, being overweight and obese is a risk factor. Get at least 30 to 60 minutes of physical activity each day. Being physically active, such as dancing or walking or doing household chores most days of the week, can really lower one's blood pressure, help one lose weight, and has many other positive beneficial attributes. People should eat foods that are low in saturated fats, trans fats, or cholesterol, minimize the salt and added sugars that one takes in. Eating more fiber, choosing grains and fruits and vegetables, or dry peas or beans, or other things that not only in patients at high risk for developing diabetes diminish their risk, but even in patients that have existing diabetes, this can really control a lot of their overall blood sugar control during the day. As I mentioned before, stop smoking, because smoking increases these risk factors for cardiovascular disease. If you are on medication, take the medication as directed. Ask your doctor about taking a daily aspirin. And then finally, ask your friends and family members to help you to manage your diabetes. It's often said that it sometimes takes a village. This is something that really will assist very greatly in being able to achieve and maintain the goals that one sets for oneself if the friends and family members are also involved.
Get your whole team involved, basically.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, of course, all that information you just shared with us, Dr. Rogers, is on the National Diabetes Education Program website, www.yourdiabetesinfo, that's all one word, yourdiabetesinfo.org, and available on the telephone at 888-963-NDEP, where you can learn more about the ABCs of diabetes, through the NDEP Control Your Diabetes for Life campaign. Anything else you'd like to add while you're here?
This is a project that is really an excellent example of a public-private partnership. We have over 200 public and private members involved in the NDEP. Of course, it's run largely by the NIH and the Centers for Disease Control, but there are a number of participants. We try to make sure that the message that we get out, because there's so many media venues that people are bombarded with every day, we want to make sure that the message that they hear has been field tested, if you would. There's a lot of social marketing going into this. We have a number of groups that make sure that the message that's being conveyed is a message that's likely to stick and resonate with people, because unfortunately, you won't be able to change people's behavior if they don't hear what you're saying. To go to the website and to the toll-free number that you mentioned, you'll really see practical examples of ways that people can very effectively make decisions that can improve their health. The overall goal of this program is really to reduce illness and death associated with diabetes and its complications.
And there's the twofold approach of taking measures to keep yourself from developing the disease, and then how to manage the disease if you should happen to develop it. Dr. Griffin P. Rogers, director of the NIH's National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, thanks for being our guest today here on NIH Research Radio.
Thanks for having me.